Welcome back to the High Times Cannabis Cup. It's Sunday, and we've got another guest joining us here at the booth. Introduce yourself and tell folks where you're from.
Yo, this is the Nasty One. Nasty Videos, you know what the fuck's going on here today. We at the motherfucking Cannabis Cup, and y'all motherfuckers missed it. What's the problem with you pussy-ass bitches not being here? Huh? What? Who? What? Out of New York, Harlem motherfuckers, that's the way it goes.
That's right, that's right. So I was going to ask you what you wanted to say to our audience, but you done said it. How you feeling for this Cannabis Cup?
I'm good, man. I'm good, man. I've been high like a motherfucker. This is the first time I did dab.
Your first ever dab?
Yeah. I just smoked joints, man. I've been smoking joints since 72. Yeah. No, actually 70.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is a whole new experience for me, coming back up in here, walking in here, and they got this dab shit. They got this wax shit. They got all this shit to get high that, you know, I said, well, one day I'll try. Now I see all this shit over here, man. This is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
This is really fucking amazing, you know?
Yeah, dab hit you good?
It hit me. Didn't make me cry.
not so bad.
You know what I'm saying? My eyes wasn't watering.
No, I've seen fellas fall out from a good dab.
I've seen people shit.
Yeah. it can hit you hard. So you like it here. You going to go back to New York? You going to stay here in Denver?
I got to go back to New York because I have a business that back there. I came here really because I'm doing a doc on the 420 on the year after. You know what I'm saying? Because this is 1 year after it's been legal here in Colorado. So I'm doing a documentary on that. And I'm trying to reach out to as many people as possible who are in the community who want to jump on it and say how they feel about the difference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because people have told me, well, the roads have got better. People have told me, well, the schools have gotten a little better. There's more money for the schools. But I want to know how it feels for the individual. You know what I'm saying? Because now I can walk around with 4 or 5 joints in my pocket. I ain't got to run and hide. I can go to a private area and I can sit down and smoke. And it's not like no fucking place else in the fucking country.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. I really love this shit.
Do you think this is having an effect on the East Coast, on New York? Do people look at it, Colorado, and go, hey, why can't we have that?
Well, we've been saying it since they had medical in California. You know, we were saying that New York's supposed to be a leader. How come we're not leading in this?
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of it's because the drug trade helps with the prisons throughout the country. Because in any state that has private prisons, you need to write your governor and tell them to get rid of them shits. Because they have a mandatory minimum of how many people they need to have in their prisons every damn day. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So they arrest you for bullshit. They arrest you for 2 joints in your pocket. They arrest you for drinking a beer. They arrest you for running a red light. Instead of saying, oh, well, those are, you know, just
fractions,
a ticketable offense, you know, just go ahead about your business.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So it's a bunch of shit. That's what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But as I said before, in case your motherfuckers didn't catch it, I'm the Nasty One, Big Nasty, out of New York. My company is Savage Play Productions, you know? If you want to hit me up, you can hit my website, Savage Play Productions. We do plenty of different types of events. Like I said, now I'm doing a doc. I got a music conference that's coming up pretty soon. And I got a couple other events that's coming up. I got another conference that I'm going to do. And I'm about making people understand that if you're an entrepreneur and you're not getting your shit done right and you're not really making money, you're not a fucking entrepreneur. You know, you're a motherfucker who wants to be somebody. So get your game tight, step up, and make some fucking money. Because that's what we all need to do. Step up, make some motherfucking money. And as you're doing it, get high as a motherfucker.
Yeah, all right, man. Thank you, Big Nasty, for stopping by here straight out of New York. So good to have you here. And what was the company again, Savage?
Savage Play Productions.
Play Productions.
Yeah, so savageplayproductions.com. Hit me up. I'm the motherfucking Don.
Right on, man.
All right?
Right on.
All right, easy, y'all.
Thanks for being on 420 Radio. Let's get back to some tunes.